the tour, folks.
I'm the first vagina.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I think that was the age I managed to cut myself with safety scissors.
We're totally racist.
Stuck worse than crabs in your eyebrows. So.
Shaved balls.
Fix it in post.
The following content contains some or all of the following: crude adult humor, adult language, childish opinions, and just plain offensive content. Listener discretion is encouraged, though not advised. Similarly, we do not want to insult anyone who could sue us, so please take what we have to say for what it is. Two loud mouths rambling about nothing. No offense, explicit or implied, is meant. We're just having fun. You've been warned.
Welcome to it, folks.
Hello.
Another week, another episode of your two favorite slackers.
Slackers? I don't know about slacking.
Well, I do enough slacking for the both of us, I think.
That's probably right. So, I feel like that we're going to talk about death every week now on Pipcast. I guess it's the season for dying. Previous week, both Gary Coleman and Dennis Hopper have passed away.
Dennis Hopper, excellent actor. Gary Coleman, short black man, famous for one line.
Which Tacoma Willis? Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I guess he hit his head or something. I don't know what happened to him. I honestly didn't read into it. So I was like, yeah, Gary Coleman, he was a child star, he was a little person, he was a dick later in life, but whatever.
He had short man syndrome and money behind it.
Mm-hmm. But Dennis Hopper died at 74 with prostate cancer. Lost his battle to prostate cancer.
Cancer kills, folks.
You know what that means? Go get your pooper checked.
Let some doctor feel you.
Play puppet with you. Hey, get your head over there. Hey, we're doing today. How was your week, sir?
It's been touch and go. I took a babysitting job this week. The first one of my life.
You mentioned it last week. You said 23, unemployed, and babysitting.
But hey, I got fairly compensated.
Good.
The kids were fairly well behaved.
Good.
Except for the Sunday morning edition of that the babysitting adventure was catching the 3-year-old girl crying on the wall at breakfast.
Oh no!
I'm like, yeah, you're going to your room.
Was it with a soluble marker?
It was with a pencil.
Oh, a pencil. That's not that bad.
Not so bad.
Could have been a Sharpie.
Could have been. Thank God that I don't keep my bag within their reach. I do have a Sharpie in there most of the time.
Bubs, what are you doing, bud? Bubs, come here.
Our mutual acquaintance Timber turned 19 yesterday.
She did. The intern is 21 tomorrow.
Whoa! You know what? I think that's the last of the pack. I think everyone's legal now. In our social world.
Well, aside from a guy I go to school with, but yeah. But you, not your social world, I guess. Yeah. Birthdays, man. This is the month for birthdays.
Yeah, I know.
I think there's like 3 or 4 of my friends have had birthdays this week.
Did I ever tell you about the weird family paradigm that occurred in August for us?
No.
On my mom's side?
No.
My stepdad's birthday is the 19th of August. My birthday is the 20th of August. And my mom's dad's birthday was the 21st of August. And so there was just like, bam, 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 birthday.
I had a weird paradigm for me with my family, too. Like, my mother's birthday is the 4th of August, my dad's birthday is the 5th of July, my brother's is the 6th of May. I was due on the 3rd of February, but I was born on the 14th.
This is a combo breaker.
Oh, my parents celebrate their 30th wedding anniversary on Monday. Or today. No, Monday. Monday.
Monday.
I'm getting ahead of myself here.
Congratulations to them.
Yeah, 30 fucking years, man. They did it. They're still doing it.
There's 30 more.
Yeah, man.
Cheers to the coffee cups.
I only figured this out like a week ago. I was like, man, are they doing anything special? No.
Going to vote?
Yeah, probably.
Gotta love it.
Actually, no, my dad's working on Sunday, so no, they're not going to the vote. I don't know what they're doing. I'm sure they'll
vote for dinner.
Go for dinner.
Somewhere classy.
Or reconcile a celebration.
Because your folks, you knew those weekend. Kind of people. They go to a nice classy restaurant.
They don't really go out much anymore.
30th anniversary special occasion.
They're fans of sitting at home and watching their TV shows. This is obsession with outside right now.
It's raining.
Is this a new thing for him or what?
I don't know. Should I go let him out?
No. He can suffer.
If he pees, you're cleaning it up.
Well,
we're talking about Bubba, not David.
So, I discovered a new teenage fad last week, and it's a strange one.
Okay.
And there was this YouTube video of a news story covering it, and it was... They're not goth, they're not emo, they're teenage werewolves.
I knew one of them. He's a prick. And you know what?
It was just so bizarre.
You know who we have to blame?
Who?
Michael J. Fox.
No, I think we have to blame Twilight, technically.
Yeah, probably.
That I think that has a bigger impact than an 80s movie about Michael J. Fox being a teenage werewolf.
Basketball. 80s basketball in the gym.
Fucking 80s, man. Yeah, but they're like the whole like pack mentality, and they look kind of a cross between goth and emo. It's just, it's bizarre that it's a new thing.
It's a suburban gang front thing.
Yeah, but they're not a gang. They don't hold the gang mentality.
No, just a pack mentality.
They treat each other as family. Because they were interviewing these students.
So does the mob. Okay, that's all I'm going to say.
They still break each other's fingers if they fuck up, you know?
God damn.
So,
what the fuck is wrong with kids today?
I don't know, man.
I'm 23. I shouldn't be allowed to say that, but I'm saying it. What the fuck is wrong with kids today?
You're allowed to say it. So, holy fuck, oil spill. Like, we have to talk about it again.
Okay, we are on day 44, as of this recording, of the ongoing crisis in the Gulf of Mexico. Where oil is just spilling into the Gulf of Mexico. 31% of the Gulf of Mexico is now unfishable.
Oh my god.
That's a third, folks. Shy 2%. A third. That's an enormous area. There's already oil washing up in Alabama and Louisiana. Louisiana's lost 125 miles of coastline to oil.
And fishing has been shut down.
Oil is days away from reaching Florida.
Mm-hmm. And we're entering hurricane season, which will make things even more interesting.
It's an El Nino year, which means a more severe hurricane season.
Yeah, I'm El Nino. I'm going to walk across the ocean currents and warm them up.
Pretty much. Folks, this is going to be an interesting year.
The Middle East is exploding again.
Turkey versus Israel. Israel just can't keep its nose fucking clean. You would think they'd have their hands full with the Palestinians.
Well, Palestine's involved in this, too.
Of course they are.
Well, the Palestinians are.
Everyone's involved in everything over there. Countries are small. You can walk across Israel in a day.
Well, how many years did the Jews water the desert?
Well, yeah, that's the desert. That wasn't Israel. Israel was the promised land, Jack.
Okay. Sorry.
I said across, not the length of. The length of it would take you considerably longer to walk.
Yes.
But across the country, you could do it in a day.
So, an interesting political move that Obama made. He's named June officially Pride Month.
Oh my. Piss off them teabaggers some more, Obama.
Holy shit, no kidding. Like,
you
I was like,
get yourself killed, boy.
At first I was like, awesome, they deserve some recognition for what the shit they've gone through, especially in America.
Oh yeah.
And then I thought about how the South is gonna react to this. That
I sense a storm of brewing in that nation.
There's a huge storm of brewing. Like you said, the States is rotting from the bottom up now.
Yeah.
It's starting. With, like, so much.
Arizona.
So much terrible things. Arizona, oil spill.
Alabama.
Teabaggers. Everything.
Florida is just being Florida.
Yeah. Just being Florida.
Just being Florida. The usual weird self. It's obscene, the state that the United States has got itself into.
Yeah. But there's nothing we can do about it, except observe.
Can we say flawed constitution?
Maybe a little bit.
I'm gonna go with that.
But they keep violating.
Oops!
They keep violating their constitution anyway, so whatever. New story you told me about the guy in Saskatchewan.
Oh my god. Okay, so this dude was out boating in northern Saskatchewan. I mean northern fucking Saskatchewan.
Like, there's no one in this northern Saskatchewan.
And there was a storm, and he had to take shelter, and he essentially got lost.
Uh-huh.
And he was in survival mode, and he had with him his axe. And his ingenious plan to gain rescue was to chop down 4 utility poles, knocking out power to several communities for 30 hours, while Saskatchewan Power sent a chopper out to the site to see what the fuck happened.
And it worked, and they discovered him, and they rescued him, but people still had the audacity to be pissed off because they were without power for 30 hours.
It's absurd.
It is absurd.
People are audacious.
When you told me, I was just like, this guy is a genius. I don't think I would have thought of that. I guess it had to be 4 poles instead of 1.
Well, 1, you can't be guaranteed they're going to detect that. 4, they're going to know something's going wrong out there. They're going to send someone out to see.
Well, good on that guy.
Good for him. Sir, I owe you a beer. Should I ever encounter you in life?
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Last weekend, I participated in another LAN party. Holy, a phone's ringing. And carrying on. This weekend, I participated in another LAN party at Paul's... Or, not Paul's. Reed's brother's Paul.
Reed's brother.
Reed's Paul. Brother. Paul. His house. we played video games from 6 p.m. till 6 a.m. yeah, it was sundown to sunup, pretty much. It was pretty ridiculous.
I want to do these things, but those people don't like me.
Specifically just Reed.
Why doesn't he like
me? I don't know. I could never get the information out of him. He just doesn't like you. I
owe him an apology, I'll apologize.
He has no interest in...
In reconciliation
at all.
So that's a shame.
I know. But what are you going to do? Whatever. Anyway...
continue to miss out on LAN parties. Because all my friends are broke.
I think there was about 9 of us crammed into his... between his dining room and his living room. Nice. It was... the funniest thing, though, is... for some reason, his location and the way his house built, it's like a fucking Farad cage. So I could not get cell service in his house. It didn't make any sense to me. I thought my phone was busted, and then I actually asked Paul, I was like, is your house a Farad cage? He's like, yeah, we get terrible service here. It's like, random. I had a chance to finally play Rock Band drums, which yeah. I really hadn't had the chance to. And I started like, okay, I'll play medium and see what happens. But I was doing so horribly wrong because I myself am an actual drummer and I was trying to play the actual beats in the song, but that's not what's on the screen. So I was like, well, maybe if I bumped it up to expert, it'll fix the problem. Guess what?
It did.
Reed was like, holy shit, how did you do this? Like,
I'm a drummer.
This is how I play. He was getting pissed off. He's like, I've never been able to play that well. It's like, oh shit, you didn't spend fucking 4 years playing the real instrument, you moron.
Oh, I should get a drum kit. I should get a drum kit for the box at some point.
It's not a necessity.
It's not a necessity. There are other things.
Yeah.
I might be getting into darts. I'm considering spending the $70 and getting a full complement of gear.
Darts is fun.
I'm getting pretty good at it.
We've had a lot of fun with darts.
I'm getting really good at it.
Like, really, really good? Like, you're gonna join a pub league?
I just might.
That would be awesome. Are there even pub leagues around here?
Legion leagues.
Oh no! You're gonna play with all the veterans?
Yep. Young whippersnapper that they can harsh on all they like. I'll take it with a smile as I kick their old asses.
I think you should do that, sir. You and Richard could clean them out.
No. I'm not sure that's a great idea.
You don't want to steal their pensions away from them?
No. Not so much.
Oh, crazy.
Oh.
You look like you have something to say, but you're not quite sure.
Nope.
No? Is there anything else?
Brain fart. I thought I had something, and then...
it flitted away.
Yeah. Oh, like a fart in the wind.
A train took off through the forest. Fuck your tracks, I don't want
to. Unless you're in South Carolina, then the tracks have to stay put.
So I have a job interview on Friday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
At your dad's work?
At where my dad works for, the company my dad works for. Dover Flower in Cambridge. I don't know how it's expected to go, because, I mean, I'm the son of a current employee. I'm exactly what they're looking for.
Go in, answer their questions, smile.
Yeah, it's been so long since I've done a job interview, so...
Smile and nod. Smile and nod.
A lot.
Remember what Damon taught us. You're selling yourself in an interview.
That's true. I'm bad at selling myself. Because I'm modest for shit.
I know. it's an issue that you can overcome with practice.
So just be an asshole is what you're telling me?
No, no, don't be an asshole. Just do what you gotta do.
Okay. I mean, it would be a nice job, because 40 hours a week, $18 an hour.
Be honest with them, tell them you're a student looking for summer work.
I said that all in my cover letter. Because I was like, I'll be honest with you, I'm just looking to make money for college.
And but most companies look very kindly upon that.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going into a trade which could be useful to them, as you are.
Yeah. Well, I said that too. I was looking for more experience in the industrial environment, because that's what I'll probably be doing after school. So, hopefully it works out. It would be nice.
Fingers crossed.
I'll probably be working two jobs again, if I do get this one. If Cineplex will keep me for weekends during the summer.
You're going to be one busy guy.
Yeah. It's going to suck. But...
Money.
Money. And I need it.
Dollars.
Because July... 1st of July is coming up quick. That's about when tuition's due. I won't make my tuition before, like, even if I get the job, like, say I start Monday. I won't have enough money by July. But I'll just have to pay off the debts to the rental units. But that's okay.
Good that you got that covered.
Yeah.
Still waiting to hear back on my application. I don't think I've got it for the fall term. But hopefully I can get into general arts and science for winter term.
How long do you expect to wait for a response?
I've been checking it periodically. I haven't checked it.
They should send you a letter. Like a full-out letter. Mind you, your application was for the other address, wasn't it?
I changed the information before I submitted payment.
Mm.
And I made sure my return address was clearly spelled out on the envelope. With the money order.
I think you should hear this month. If I recall, I think I got my acceptance letters in June. But I'm not quite sure. I'll have to check back. It's in my blog somewhere.
I think it's kind of amazing that we have this...
Record of
what we do. The minutiae of daily life that we record.
Mm-hmm.
And in particular, like... I've got two blogs that I've shut down that I don't use anymore.
But you still have the archives there.
I've got archives.
Yeah.
I look through them periodically and I remember things. And you know that epic friggin' post about the trip to Toronto?
Yeah, I still have that one up too.
Whoa, incoming communication.
Do-do-do-do-do. It's probably not important. And it's not. Anyway.
Welcome to the modern world.
Yep.
Where anyone can tell you anything at any time, whether you want to hear it or not.
Fucking people with their opinions.
Which is hilarious, because this is an op-ed show.
Yeah.
Technically.
I guess so. Anything else you want to talk about?
I think I'm tapped.
Me too. We're not getting any better at this, you know that, right?
40 years of metal.
40 years of metal.
Yeah. It's been 40 years since Sabbath released their first album.
Oh, wow.
Ozzy's old as shit. Oh! Excellent. Thank you. Train of thought. There's this excellent video online that Ozzy did to promote his new album.
I didn't know he was doing a new album.
And he went to Madame Tussauds, which is a wax museum.
Okay.
And it's well known that there is a display of him there.
Yeah.
So he sat on a bench and waited for people to pose with him for pictures, and he'd scream at them or lunge at them. And it was fucking great.
I'll have to look that up. That sounds amazing.
Do it. That's my must view Aussie video of the
week. Oh, man. I sat down in front of the TV last night and watched America's Got Talent, the new season, because they've kicked the Hoff off and replaced him with Howie Mandel. And he's just there
to work with other people.
It's funny because at the beginning of every audition thing, the judges run down between the crowds. And how they videotaped him, he's like, this is the worst part of this. He's like, I don't want to do it. And he runs down and he's got like, he's got his arms tucked in. He's just like, yes, okay. And people are like reaching for him, and he's like, ah! But he's clearly there to be the funny man, and it's pretty great.
That's what he's good at. Also, cute video that I saw online.
Cute video?
A little kid, like, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 months old.
Okay.
He was born deaf, but at 4 or 5 months old, he had his oral implant turned on.
Oh, yeah?
The facial expressions as his mother's talking to him.
Oh, yeah, I've seen... Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've seen a similar video to that.
Adorable.
He's like... Yeah. Yeah.
Baby smiles.
Yeah. That's pretty great.
Baby videos are the best.
Except for when you slow them down. I'm telling you, if you want to see... You want to creepify your day, just look up YouTube baby laughing slow motion, and it's just like... It's the creepiest thing ever.
Sound like Jabba the Hutt.
We're at about 20 minutes.
I'm going to have to talk about it. I started playing Mass Effect 2.
Yes. Yes, you did.
I'm loving it.
Loving
it. Adoring it.
Adoring it.
It is excellently
done. Is it like your firstborn child now?
No.
Not to that point yet.
What was weird was I got all amped up on the walk home to play Guitar Hero when I got in. I played Guitar Hero and I was pissed off with it within like 5 minutes.
Really?
I'm like, eh, why am I doing this? I gotta play one of the other ones. I've played too much 5. I gotta go back to 3 or do 4.
See, I thought you'd be tapped for 3 because you played nothing but 3 for the longest time.
Yeah, but I haven't played it in a while. Some of them songs. Go back to 2. 2 has Ace of Spades, doesn't it?
No, that's 1.
That's 1.
Which isn't available for the 360.
Rage!
You can get the tracks, though, online.
Yeah, I'm sure I could.
For DLC, but...
I'm sure I could. I'm not giving Microsoft, you know, more than a game's worth. Pardon me. Might be on the Greatest Hits
collection. Oh, maybe. Oh, probably.
I might have to get that. Gets rid of all the shitty songs and just leaves the awesome songs.
Yeah.
Not that there are any particularly shitty songs. It's just some songs are way awesomer to guitar out to. And that...
Awesomer?
Yes, awesomer.
I have bad grammar fail.
I'd like to thank you for listening to this entire production and congratulate you on your excellent fashion sense and impeccable hygiene. If you have come across this audio adventure, you are no doubt aware of our web space at pipcast.tumblr.com. Feel free to provide us some feedback on the comments section or fire off an email to pirateradio2.0@gmail.com. Stay tuned for more exciting adventures from Pipcast!